Last week, Sony Pictures suffered a huge cyber attack on its computer network. Someone or something identifying itself as Guardians of Peace took over Sony's computers, stole and released personnel files, and put unreleased movies online. Almost immediately, a suspect emerged: the government of North Korea. North Korea has been angry about Sony's imminent movie, The Interview, a comedy starring Seth Rogen and James Franco as CIA-recruited journalists trying to assassinate the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un.
You want us to assassinate the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What? Barbara Demick was the Los Angeles Times bureau chief in both Beijing and Seoul, South Korea, where she reported on North Korea for years. She's also the author of Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea. Barbara, thanks for talking to me today.
Happy to be here.
So in this movie, James Franco plays a vain news anchor. Seth Rogen is his goofy producer, and the CIA recruit them to assassinate Kim Jong-un. It is a comedy, but North Korea has been calling it an act of war, that they would undertake merciless retaliation. Why are the North Koreans so upset about this film?
Well, they hold their leadership holy. And Kim Jong-un, like his father, Kim Jong-il, and Kim Il-sung, the grandfather before them, are godlike figures in North Korea. I mean, it would almost be like blasphemy against Muhammad.
Right. Well, and we see where that gets people.
And you can see where that's gotten people.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything that's an attack on the leadership is very sensitive.
Right.
And, you know, they're also, the North Koreans are also very upset that the UN Commission on Inquiry has suggested bringing the leadership to International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. You know, it's interesting, this is not the first time North Korea has been parodied in film.
Right.
I don't know if you remember, you know, Team America.
10 years ago.
Yeah,
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, Kim Jong-il was an alien cockroach, and Red Dawn, the remake of Red Dawn, which was originally going to feature a Chinese villain, was rewritten to use the North Koreans instead because, well, they wanted to distribute the film in China. So they've been kind of an easy target. I find it sort of a positive development for North Korea that they're so upset about it, because it shows, you know, frankly, that they're engaging with the rest of the world. And if they don't want to be picked on, if they don't want to be made fun of, if they don't want to be hauled before the International Criminal Court, you know, maybe they better get their act together, join the rest of the world, and, you know, treat their people decently.
So these hackers apparently did not have a financial incentive. They didn't apparently steal credit card numbers and the things that happen in these massive corporate hacks usually. But what's the evidence that the North Koreans are behind this attack?
They have done this type of attack before. They were the main suspect behind a 2013 attack on South Korean banks that featured the same kind of things, you know, sort of flashing skulls and
really
weird imagery.
Huh.
So, you know, they've been caught at it before.
Do you have a gut instinct about whether they did this?
My gut instinct is that they did,
yeah,
and that they're snickering about it, that they're quite proud, because they have a reputation as a you know, technical backwater. This is the only country in the world that has deliberately taken itself off the internet. Most North Koreans don't even know what the internet is.
Right. And some people have said, well, no, it's probably not North Korea because they are such a backwater.
They have very well-trained technical people. I've actually met some of them when I was interviewing defectors for my book. A defector in 2004 claimed they had something called Unit 121 doing hacking. On several trips that I've been to North Korea, we've had excellent internet.
One thing that occurred to me, given that it is Sony, a Japanese company, and given the ancient and recent bad blood between the Koreas and Japan, maybe that's part of it?
It could be. That hadn't occurred to me, but I'm sure it's occurred to the North Koreans. They don't like the Japanese.
So we know that Kim Jong-un, like his father before him, is somewhat obsessed with movies and with Hollywood. Why is film such a big deal to this dynasty?
Well, Kim Jong-il especially saw film as, you know, the greatest propaganda tool ever invented. In fact, he wrote a book called On the Art of Cinema, or at least his name is on it. And he had this large movie studio built in the outskirts of North Korea At one point, he actually kidnapped a South Korean film director to have him do a film for North Korea. I mean, a completely absurd story. So they like movies, and movies are, you know, one of their points of access to the outside world, although so much foreign media is banned in North Korea. You know, we know that the elite get smuggled, probably pirated DVDs in across the border from China.
Well, and it certainly, the other thing is, apart from North Korea's motives, it has given enormous attention to this film. It's a very expensive but probably very effective marketing thing for Sony Pictures.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory for you. You know, I would imagine that some of this is, you know, faux outrage on their part. I don't think they think that this movie is really going to encourage somebody to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
Right.
But, you know, they like attention, too, and this is their way of getting it.
Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Oh, sure. Very happy to talk about North Korea. I always am.
Barbara Demick is a visiting press fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and the author of the book Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea.
The CIA would love it if you two could take him out.
Take him out?
Like for drinks?
No. Take him out.